Welcome back to the Behind the Saints podcast, located at the 88.3 radio station, where we get to know Siena Saint athletes outside of their sport. I'm your host, Riley Carpenter, and today I'm with Siena basketball player Anaja Brown. Welcome.
Hey, Rye guy.
I know, this is a good day. I've been waiting to get Anaja on here, so I'm super excited about that. So this is a good one because we're besties.
Mm-hmm. So. Yes, Rye's my girl.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Anaja. I go by Naj. I'm a junior co-captain. I am from Norristown, Pennsylvania, which is like 25 minutes outside of Philadelphia. I'm a center here.
Oh, yeah.
Big post.
How was your summer?
I was here.
I know. All right. Well, how was your summer here? Tell me about it.
It was good. Even outside of like basketball, I still got to do a lot of things. Like I went to the racetrack. Hung out a lot with my friends. Saw you a bit.
Yes.
It was good. My summer was good, but the basketball part was good too. Like we did a lot of conditioning, which is something that we need. It was good.
It was good. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. How was the track?
The racetrack?
Yeah.
I liked it.
It is fun, isn't it?
I really liked it.
Did you make money?
I actually did.
How much?
I only won like $20, but
that's all right.
A win is a win.
A win is a win. That's what I'm talking about. All right. So what was your favorite thing you did this summer?
Favorite thing I did this summer? I went water tubing at Lake George.
Ooh. Tell me what that was like.
It was so fun. I never did it. I've never done it ever. But it's a lot of upper body strength, so I got a good workout.
I was going to ask, what is it?
It's literally like a big tube, and like it's in the water. And you just have to hold yourself.
Oh, yeah. I've done that before. Did you fall off?
Yeah.
I would be so nervous.
I fell off. And I skied it.
Yeah, cross Lake George.
It was so fun, though.
Yeah, that's good. And then, so you're from Philly, mm-hmm. So you got to go home. Yes. I know you got a new dog.
Yes, I got a new dog, Jasper, a.k.a. JPZ. Yes, a new dog.
New dog. Mm-hmm. All right, so you got to know the dog. What else did you do with your family?
Went to a lot for my brother's football. We did a lot of that. Whenever I'm home, I literally am like a third parent.
You're doing all that.
I do
every time.
Like, because my mom goes to work during the week, so she, like, gives me a list of things to do, which I like because I'm able to help my mom and, like, relieve her from some stress. It was a chill summer.
It was good. Mm-hmm. Family time, friend time, mm-hmm. Putting the work in.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about your family. Like, what kind of got them and you into basketball?
So I come from a family that is a very sports family, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
My pop-up grandfather, he played in the Army. He played basketball in the Army.
Cool.
Yeah, it was cool. My mom played in high school, but she had to end her career early because due to injury. My dad played football, but I basically started basketball because my mom loves basketball.
Oh, really?
Like, she loves basketball, and I'm tall. So, like,
you are.
It started that, and I started in like first grade.
Oh, wow.
And I really got serious when I like played AAU in fourth grade.
Yeah. And then you went to the all girls high school.
Alden School for Girls.
Let's go. But were you there all 4 years, or did you transfer in?
I was there since eighth grade, and I played varsity from eighth grade to 12th grade.
Good for you. What was that like?
It was like, I was scared at first because, like, I'm an eighth grader playing varsity, but the basketball wasn't really good, so, like, I really didn't have anything to, like, stress about.
Yeah. And then did any of your other friends go on to play on the team?
From high school?
Yeah.
I have she's a year younger than me. She plays at MIT.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Were you captain on that team, too?
Did we have captains? I think I was.
Yeah, probably.
I don't remember.
So what was it like? So you came here and you became a captain young,
mm-hmm.
But that's awesome. So tell me what that was like.
It was a big learning curve for me. freshman year, didn't really play much. I didn't really know, you know, like just a sense of like not knowing where you stand.
Yeah.
I feel like it very was like self-inflicted because like I made a huge jump from freshman year season to the summer going mm-hmm. into sophomore year because I had a tough conversation with the coaches and I didn't feel well leaving that meeting.
Yeah.
And I ultimately was like, I want to prove everyone wrong.
Yeah.
And I became a better person, a better player, and a leader, like just because I had to. And yeah, he made me a captain.
That's a good story though.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Like you could start from anywhere and like look where you are now.
Yeah, it was a big task and I'm still learning to this day, like because it's a lot of things that I didn't know you have to do as a captain or just like even things outside of basketball. Like you kinda have to, like Jim says a lot of like being a shepherd for the sheep. Like kind of making sure all the, especially the younger girls are good in every aspect of their life.
So. Yeah. I think that's like good for you. Cause like, I feel like you're growing, but you're also helping other people grow.
Yeah. And I like to help people too.
You do. So. You're the helper.
I'm a helper. I always say like, I'm like very, it's probably so cliche. Like my calling in life is to help people. Like mm-hmm. I know, like even if I didn't know what I wanted to do career wise, I know like I want to be in the position where I can help somebody somehow.
Yeah. So. And that's a good trait to have.
Yeah.
So that'll take you places. What's your major here?
I'm political science pre-law.
Tell me about it.
You know, your girl wants to be a lawyer.
Yes. I'm going to hire you if I ever
Please
need
do.
One.
Please do. I got you. And then I eventually I would like to be a judge.
So cool.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a lot of school left or just like a little bit for that?
Well, undergrad, I have two more years left, and then, you know, law school. But ultimately, you know, if you love it, like, the time doesn't really mean anything.
So was your major originally that, too?
Yeah, it was always. I stuck to it.
So you knew.
I had a plan.
You're smart. I switched mine, like, four times.
Listen, that's what it's about, though.
I was on track to be a nurse.
I can see that.
Yeah, that lasted a semester.
I can see that, though.
Nah, to be really kicked my butt. And that's
Listen,
when I
you
hung it up.
Change your mind. You can always go back to nursing school.
Yeah, it's a lot of studying. You know, I really tried, but
I could see you being a nurse, though.
I could see it. I just couldn't do the work. You know, I really saw it. I saw the vision,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't willing to sacrifice all hours of my day studying parts of the body. So mm-hmm. here we are at communications marketing.
Listen. Killing it.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Again, this is a BTS podcast. I'm your host, Riley Carpenter. We're located at the 88.3 radio station. And today I'm here with basketball captain, mm-hmm. Anaja Brown, who goes by Not. So tell me what else is new. Anything good?
Anything good? I mean, hey, like I'm here.
Yeah.
Another year, healthy.
Yeah.
I'm just excited. Especially basketball-wise, because
mm-hmm.
we have a lot to hold up in a way. You know, we ended off relatively good, but not the way we wanted to.
Yeah.
And I think now, like, we kind of got the conference, like, realizing that, oh, Siena is, women's basketball is actually good.
Yeah.
And we want to win a championship.
Yeah. Now, You had a good amount come in this year too, right?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you the number.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
We had a good amount of freshmen.
So what's that kind of been like? So now you're not starting over, but now you kind of have to take your leadership
in like
and more roles.
Yeah.
So tell me about that.
It's something that I had to learn even last year, like because it's a college team, you're going to get someone or something new every year.
Mm-hmm.
But my job, because I do know the system, is to help the coaches, help my teammates. Like, our system is something that is not usually easy to learn.
Yeah.
Just be, like, there for them. Like,
yeah.
It's been good, though. Like, all our new teammates, a lot of international
yeah.
Girls, and, like, just helping them adjust to, like,
America.
I know.
So
it's been good so far.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to our international
Shout out
student.
To the international queens, man.
Because that's tough.
It's hard.
I mean, you leave a lot behind to come up here. And
I agree. And, like, so much respect toward them because, like, they're, like, all of them are so happy to be here.
I know.
Like, and that's what, like, I admire so much is, like, you are thousands of miles away from home. And, like, they still, like, find a way and, like, are, like, always happy, just, like, so excited to be here.
Yeah.
And I respect that a lot.
Yeah, that's awesome. Also, tell us about what you did last week.
What did I do last week?
Where did you go with the team?
Oh!
Come on, girl.
Oh, we went to Broadway in New York City to see MJ the Musical, Michael Jackson, hee-hee.
Were you trying to dance like him?
I wish.
You whip out your moves? Or
if I had enough space, I definitely would have started dancing, but that theater was so, like, kind of cramped a bit.
Yeah.
But when I tell you, it was, like, I was starstruck.
It was like, the full experience.
It was so good. The music was hitting. The dancers were dancing. It was, like, a full-on party. It was so good. Like,
that's so fun for the team too, because you did more than that too. What else did you guys do? Did you, like, go out to eat?
We went. So we got to the city in the morning. So we got, like, a brunch.
Oh, cute!
At a place. It was really cute. The food was really good. We got some time to walk around, took some pictures in Central Park, as a team and individually. It was really.
I saw.
You saw my flicks.
A lot of gram posts.
Saw a lot of flicks.
All our Instagram.
The city girls, you know. It was really good.
Yeah.
It was so fun. It was a really good experience, especially for those who haven't been to New York ever.
I know. So, what was it like for them? Were they, like, starstruck?
It just is like they just kept looking around every it's something going on in every direction. I'm not a big city person, but I enjoyed that trip.
Yeah, my freshman year I went there a lot because I was at Dominican and I liked it, like, here and there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, God bless the people who can live there 24/7 because it's, like, overstimulating. It's a lot.
Too much.
Yeah.
It's too much. It kind of smells bad all the time.
It does.
I feel like there you can never get bored, though.
No. There's always something to do.
Which I like, but, like, it's just too much for me.
Did you go to Times Square?
We did for a little bit. And even when we were there, they had, like, a little basketball tournament in the middle of Times Square. Like, half courts, like, set up alongside. It was kind of cool.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Was it just, like, could anybody play, or do you think it was,
it was like,
a
it was like AAU, like a tournament.
Oh, that's awesome. Because you know how they do, like, slam down mm-hmm. there and stuff? I've always wanted to go check that
I've
out.
I always wanted to see that, too. I always watch, like, the YouTube videos when, like, they come out during that time of year.
Where's my invite?
I know. Like, sign Riley up.
Yeah, sign me up. Could you imagine, though? Those girls are insane. So yeah. That would be fun to watch.
It definitely is. It's like the highest prospects.
I know.
High school prospects. Yeah. It's cool.
What are you most excited about for this year?
Basketball-wise or anything?
Anything. It can be basketball. Life.
Basketball-wise, I'm just excited to play.
Yeah.
Like, I love basketball so much. And I think I kind of take it for granted when I'm not playing.
Yeah.
Because, like, that's when I'm not necessarily bored, but, like, I'm just so eager to play that, like, it just seems like, you know, just, like, not doing anything.
Yeah, I know. We were talking about this. Yeah.
So, like, just the getting in the routine of playing, traveling to new places. We're playing some really good teams. Like, we're playing Boston College this year.
Are you going? You're going to them, right?
We're going to. I've never been to Boston.
Oh, you're going to love it.
I hope so.
You should. I think you will like it.
I think I will too. I'm very, like, I like to travel to new places.
It's like a city, but, like, it's definitely more like a suburban city vibe.
I gotta check
it's
it out.
Chill.
I need to check it out.
Good stores, good food.
We're going there. We're going to Cincinnati.
Are you flying there or driving?
We're flying. So we
nice.
Have, like, a game in Maryland. We play Mount. And
oh,
then
yeah.
We fly from Maryland to Cincinnati, and then we're off for Christmas break.
So So Cincinnati, is that just like one of your like, I didn't know you could do non-conference like while you're in conference. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it's just like a scheduling thing. Like,
yeah.
But I didn't, like, we always have like one right like non-conference game after we play conference, which is weird. But, you know, I'm excited to go to Cincinnati. Never been there either.
I've never been there either, so send me pictures.
Yeah.
Those are some cool courts, though, Boston College and Cincinnati. Like, that's going to be.
ACC and then the American Conference. So, you know, some, you know, high majors and high mid majors.
Yeah.
Good opportunity for us.
Yeah. So. That'll be awesome. Do you guys play at MVP this year? You have one game there?
I don't think so. We need to talk about that.
Yeah, guys, come to the girls' games this year. Yeah. Located at the UHY.
You know,
it's gonna be
good
great.
Basketball, good people.
Good times.
Good music.
Good tunes. Are you excited for the hype? Naj and I used to always sing that song, and it would, like, blare before their games.
Yeah.
It was so nostalgic. It was just, like,
what a time.
I know. Again, this is the BTS Podcast. I'm your host, Riley Carpenter. We are located in the 88.3 radio station, and today I'm here with Anaja Brown, basketball captain.
Yes.
So, all right, let's get to know you a little more.
Okay.
Favorite color?
Purple.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was blue.
No, purple. Oh,
all right. Favorite song?
Like now or all time?
Let's do both.
Favorite song of all time is definitely Lost by Frank Ocean.
I love him.
Big Frank Ocean fan.
Novocaine. I like that one.
That's a great one too. And then now, it's definitely something Drake. Like I'm heavy like on the Drake wave right now.
Do you hear SZA and Drake's new song?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. Are you going to any concerts?
I want to. I've been looking. Maybe to the A Boogie concert.
That's a good one.
You know, this fall break. And also maybe the Rod Wave concert. I don't really listen to his music, but I love concerts. Just the experience. Like, I don't mind spending money on experiences.
Yeah. I don't even like Taylor Swift, and I wanted to go that. No, I didn't.
Oh.
But I was, like, looking at videos, and I was like, this is more than a concert. This is an experience.
Legit.
I know. She had, like, the lights going. I was like, oh, we need more of that.
We need that.
I'm going to try to go to A Boogie. I saw him, like, 4 years ago when he was, like, not that big yet. Palace Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And it was still great. So I'd like to see him now.
We'll go together.
You want to go?
We'll go together.
Let's go.
You know.
We can dance.
Yeah.
Wear cute outfits.
One thing about Riley and I, we're going to dance.
We are going to dance.
No matter where we're at, who we're with, the music's playing, and it's good music, we're going to dance. Like,
they got to sign us up for like a dance comp. Like, make
we'll
a
win.
Routine.
Honestly, I don't think it'll be fair.
I don't know if you're winning with me.
No, we're winning.
You can drop it like it's hot.
We're winning. I don't care. Like, we're winning.
Put us in a tango contest. We're winning.
Anything. We could do any type of dance.
All right, let's look into that.
Yeah.
What else do you like? All right, so when you're not at the gym or playing basketball, mm-hmm. what do you like to do?
Surprisingly, I like to listen to podcasts. Like, seriously, like, I listen to anything that makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Like, I just like that. Or, like, I just like learning different things. So
yeah.
I listen to podcasts a lot. I've been getting into, like, painting on my free time.
I know. You have some good art in your room.
Yeah.
Start selling it.
I know. I need to make a few extra dollars.
I've had a lot of students here would buy it.
They should.
Cute.
Tap in. But, yeah, I've been doing that. Watching a lot of TV.
Yeah.
Because I've never had a TV. Well, I have had a TV in my room. But I took it out for, like, a long period of time because I just wasn't watching TV. I would watch, like, stuff on my laptop.
Yeah.
But now I've just been, like, binging shows.
What's the big show right now?
Big show right now. I've, like, just finished rewatching Suits.
Oh, yeah. Is that good?
It's really good.
Okay. Because I started it, but it was late and I was tired, so I wasn't really paying attention.
It's a good background show.
Okay.
Like, you're just doing something. It's a good show to have.
Yeah. That's good. All right. What is your, I I have a couple questions. Okay, I'm trying to think of which one's going to be best. What is your best memory here at Sienna?
Best memory here at Sienna? Meeting Riley Carpenter.
Okay, because when we first met,
yeah,
we didn't think we were going to like each other.
You didn't think you were going to like me.
No,
or I was going to like you.
No, you were like, I don't think we're going to be friends.
I never said that.
Mm-hmm. But once we got close, you were like, you know, like,
I didn't think it was going to work.
I liked you.
I liked you too.
So we liked each other?
It just was like, I have RBF.
Yeah.
So maybe like the RBF was not.
I don't even think that. I didn't think that we would like have that much in common because I feel like we didn't talk that much over the summer.
Yeah, not really.
And then I moved in next door.
And I knocked. Boom, boom,
I was
boom.
Always in your room. Yeah,
that
you knocked
too.
On mine.
You know.
That was a good year because we were all next to each other.
Now you're upstairs for me.
I know. And sometimes walking to your room is like so far. I'm like, I gotta go. And we're on opposite schedules. That's been hard for us because when I tell you, I'm pretty sure every day after everything, I would go walk into their room. Naj and I would chat. We'd have a day.
We had a day.
We always did.
But we make sure we have like our phone calls, even if we don't see each other.
We do. That's why I love our friendship, because even if we don't see each other, we're always keeping it going.
We're going to talk.
What other sports did you, play other sports?
I did. I played volleyball from 7th grade to 12th grade. And then...
Volleyball.
I played lacrosse for 1 year in seventh grade because I tried out for softball, but got hit by softball.
Where?
I got hit in like the shoulder. It hit me and I quit and I never went back.
The pants? I tried it too. I put those pants on. They were so tight and something about it. I got hit. I didn't like the face. You know, the face mask.
Mm-hmm.
It just... So I feel you there.
But I don't know what's worse, the pants or the skirt for lacrosse.
It's a kill, actually.
Oh, the kill, whatever it is. Like,
you didn't like that?
It was fine because you wore like spandex under, but yeah. It's a skirt, kill.
I was sick of like the baggy basketball uniform. So like any chance to like put on like a skirt, something, I was psyched.
But you had to.
I had to have my moment. Basketball uniforms. They're getting better, though.
I think they're getting better because
no.
People are adding, like, their own, like, style to them now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I also feel like they're more, like, feminine. Like,
yeah.
When I was little, I was drowning in this uniform. It was, like, shiny orange.
Shorts going down to past the knees.
Yeah. And
yeah.
It wasn't a vibe.
Yeah. Not cute.
So you didn't like the skirt, though?
I didn't, but, like.
Sorry.
It's like everyone says, like it's like basketball on a stick, and it kind of is.
It
I don't
is,
know
but
how.
It isn't defense.
Yeah.
Defensively, I thought it was. Offensively, I was like, no, this is low key. Both sports are hard. Like you have to specialize. I feel like in both sports, young.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was good. I enjoyed it.
It's character building too. I mean, you got to try a little bit
you
of
know,
every sport.
Dibble and dabble here and there.
Lacrosse. Do you play offense?
I was the person in the middle flicking the thing.
You were a midfielder?
So I ran both ends.
Isn't
Could you
that,
imagine me running?
I was doing it too. It was terrible. I was gassed. I was like, but when I got to basketball after, I'm sure you felt the same way. I was.
Yeah, and I think it like was good. Well, she only put me there because I was tall.
Boo.
And I was still in shape from basketball season. So like I was still running. Like I could still run, but that type of running.
It's a different type.
A different breed.
Yeah, you're conditioning all the time.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, nothing gets you. Field sport, like running, because basketball, it's like back and forth.
It's stop and start, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Playing midfield for a field sport is like, again, shout out to all of the athletes here who do that because it's a lot.
And the weather.
I know. How do you feel about winter coming?
I like when it gets colder in a way because I prefer to be cold than hot. The snow,
really?
I don't really like. Yeah. And I dress better in the winter.
The Uggs.
The Uggs.
I've been waiting to put the Uggs on.
You know, some some nice little fall winter fits.
Oh,
I like getting dressed in the winter.
Do you have any like events you have coming up for basketball? You can put on a cute in the winter, maybe cute winter fit.
Cute winter fit. We always have to match, so I can't show y'all my drip, but.
Okay, thanks, Nash.
But I think we're having a like team meet and greet at the MVP next Thursday.
Oh, are you excited for it?
I am. I wasn't supposed to go because I had class.
Yeah.
But my class got canceled.
Let's go.
Shout out to my professor.
Yeah.
So now I can go to that.
Did you go to the inauguration yesterday?
We did.
How was that?
It was nice.
It was nice.
Yeah.
Was it long?
Not as long as we expected it to be.
Oh,
but
really?
It still was pretty little lengthy, like an hour, 45 minutes.
Yeah. So you guys do a lot of stuff like that, though, as a team.
Yeah.
You have some, like, community work coming up?
Do we? We have, I don't know necessarily, like, community service-wise.
Yeah.
But we always do some sort of community service during the year.
Yeah.
We have our basketball, like, clinic for like the little girls.
Oh, that's fun.
Next Wednesday.
Because they like adore you guys.
Yeah.
They love it.
They love it.
Do you think that's like brought a lot of fans into like doing stuff like the camps and the clinics?
Definitely. It has. And even like because our team has so like such good people on it that like it's so like infectious.
Yeah.
And that like the girls love our team. Like,
yeah.
Follow us on social media, like, invites, like, us to, like, their games. It's really, really good.
Yeah, you guys have done a really good job at that because, you know, like, it's hard some days when you have, like, a long day and then you have to go work a clinic.
Yeah.
But, like, in the end, like, it's cool to see, like, how much you inspire, like, the cute little local girls.
It's really, and, like, it's to the point where, like, we know some of the girls literally. Hey, like,
what's up? Yeah.
We know them. Like, it's almost like if we see them out, like, we're going to speak to them. Like,
yeah.
They come back. And I ultimately, like, that's what's good. Like, we see a lot of girls come back to our camps and to, like, these events. And they come to our games or may sit in a practice. And, like, our ball girls during our games come sit, like, chill with us in the locker room.
Yeah.
Which is, like, ultimately,
so
like, that's, like.
It's important, yeah. And I think it's good about Sienna kind of being, like, a family atmosphere is, like, you bring in a crowd of just, like, people who, like, you're almost, like, a role model.
Yeah.
Well, you are a role model to just, like, so many, especially for, like, young female athletes. Like, it's so cool that they can do things like this. And I think you guys should be proud of that because it's kind of rare to be able to get that close with players because you know like you go to camps and stuff like that, but to keep it going I think is just so important.
Yeah.
What is your favorite basketball accolade?
I would definitely say like my ability to rebound the ball really well.
Yeah.
I think that's something that a lot of people don't really like to do.
Yeah.
And I just capitalize off that. Like, that's how I score, you know? Just, like, things that I like doing the things that a lot of people don't like to do. Like, I can honestly say I score a lot off of setting screens and offensive rebounding.
Yeah. And that's important.
Very.
That's awesome. Well, this is the BTS Podcast. I'm your host, Riley Carpenter, and we are located in the 88.3 radio station. Today I'm here with Anaja Brown, basketball captain. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Thank you for having me.
I'm happy to have you here. I'm glad we finally got to do this.
Yeah, we've been planning to do this for a minute.
I know. I'm glad that we're both back on campus together. So.
Yeah.
So, yay. Thank you so much for coming in.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, Rye Guy.